Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. You know, the unusual cruelty that lies at the heart of the NHS is something that I've talked about quite a lot. And I read an article by Peter Hitchens in yesterday's Sunday Mail, which does nicely demonstrate just how cruel the NHS is and how Labour in particular celebrates that cruelty. And in this article, which it was actually, there was a tweet issued by the Labour Party on January 13th, so a couple of weeks back. And it, as Hitchens says, it attracted remarkably little attention. In truth, he says, it should have led every bulletin and been on every front page, for it directly takes you to the mind of Sir Keir Starmer and all the other lockdown fanatics in a way never previously possible. In it, it approvingly quotes a nurse whose name is given as, quote, Jenny NHS nurse. So we can assume it's a false name. She says, I remember May 20, 2020 vividly. I spent hours on the phone to a man who was in the hospital car park, utterly desperate to see his wife. He begged, wept, shouted to be let in. But we said no, for the greater good of everyone else. She died unexpectedly and alone, as the government had a party. Now, the very final few words there was just pure politicking by Labour. But just think about that. This nurse is proud of the fact that she denied a desperate man the final chance to say goodbye to his wife. My God, what an evil thing this NHS is, and how evil are those within it. Hitchens says, oh, he feels sorry for the nurse who was propagandized. No, I don't feel sorry for the nurse at all. I think she's representative of a particular type of tyrant which operates effortlessly within the NHS. This man wanted and needed to say, I can only imagine how I would feel if I was in those circumstances. I think, to be honest, I would do my best. I wouldn't listen to the nurse. I would break into the hospital. Nothing and no one would stop me being with my loved ones in their final moments. Nothing, let alone a nurse. But the poor man, that and also his wife. Let's just think about this for 1 second, folks. You know, that moment when you realize that the life is ebbing from you, and you can't reach out to hold a hand. You know, you can't have any comfort. You have to die alone for the greater good. No. This is straight out of Soviet Union collectivism 101. For the greater good, you've got to die alone. What? No. For the greater good, you can't visit your dying wife. No. And yet, of course, this is something that the Labour Party's proud of. Hitchens is right in that regard. Labour is absolutely proud of this. This is what it means. For the greater good, you're going to just have to give up those little humanities, those things. You might have assumed that the NHS would let you see a dying relative, but now, no, sorry. For the greater good, you can't. And I've no doubt about it, for the greater good, you know, if Labour were in charge, I'm sure we would have mandatory vaccines. I don't doubt that. For the greater good, you see. For the greater good, you've got to give up your bodily autonomy. For the greater good, your wife has to die alone. For the greater good, you have to do whatever we want. This is Stalinism. And of course, you've heard me say this before, I believe the NHS to be a neo-Stalinist monstrosity. It's just that, you know, COVID has made it 100 times worse. Oh, yeah, I get that. COVID makes it so much worse. But that instinct has always been there. That instinct of basically hammering anyone who dares to want to see a little humanity. Oh, I know there are people in the NHS who are good people. Don't get me wrong. And I know them personally. And they talk to me. So I know there are some good people. But the system is inhumane. The system is Stalinist. And that was an example of a nurse working within it, where she was proud of the fact that this crying, desperate, weeping, angry man just wanting to be with his wife, he had to be told, no, your wife is going to die alone because she's in the NHS. Which is why, to be quite honest, the most dangerous place you can be at this time is in an NHS hospital. I consider these NHS hospitals to be extraordinarily dangerous places. I wouldn't want to go, you know, I have no desire to want to go near the NHS. So this notion, oh, it's the envy of the world. It's the national beacon. It's got the George Cross, NHS, GC. We've given the medals. Did they give this nurse a medal for the way she treated this man? Did she get it? Is that what we were handing medals out for? Because if so, it's not just the Labour Party that's got a lot to answer for. It's Conservatives. Because don't forget, whilst Labour may have eulogised this wicked nurse, whilst they may have eulogised her, the Conservatives nonetheless presided over this change in the NHS, whereby they now decide who can get in to see their relatives. Absolute scandal. Absolute scandal. It applied across the board. It wasn't just dying relatives, of course. It was women giving birth, their partners being denied a chance to be there with their wives at the moment. There was all kinds of cruelty going on within the NHS. Peter Hitchens and I don't agree on everything. And of course, if you remember back in my Twitter years, we had a very public argument about Brexit, where I did favour a full and complete Brexit and he didn't. And he got very snarky with me about that. But I can always sort of, you know, I have to judge people on individual issues. In this case here, Hitchens is sort of right. But at the end of it, Hitchens turns around and says, well, you see, look, this is what life would be like under Sir Keir Starmer. And therefore, that's where I have to reluctantly support Johnson. But no, see, I know I disagree with that as well. I think they're both wrong, profoundly and utterly wrong. Boris Johnson has stripped away our freedoms in ways that Labour only dreamed of, to be honest. So Johnson is no better. The Conservatives are no better than Labour. I think if you're being principled in this, you have to say a pox on both their houses. That's what you should do. And if people say, oh, but you're not being realistic, you have to vote for one or the other. No, you don't. You don't have to vote for anybody. Anyway, there you go. The NHS proudly boasting about denying a desperate husband the chance to say farewell to his wife. Thanks for listening.